What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, April 10th, 2020. It's Good Friday, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The Lady Claire will be with us in hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm going to ask the callers to try and keep their calls very short. I've been getting a lot of emails from people complaining about how certain callers will go on for 20 minutes or more. And so we're going to work on the honor system for right now rather than enforce a hard limit. But if you can just think ahead of time what you want to say, get on the phone, say it, and get off to make room for other people. And more importantly, to make room for the news, because I'm not really getting to do as much of that as I would like to do. Anyway, as I said, it's Good Friday today, although probably those guys up on the crosses didn't think it was particularly good for them. And they had a Good Friday service at the Notre Dame Cathedral, which is still under repair from its fire almost a year ago here. And it looks like Easter weekend may be rough for some people. They're predicting thunder showers here in Indiana. More than 70 million people prepare for severe weather that could bring damaging winds to the northeast states. And of concern, of course, are all those field hospitals, those tents that have been sent up in places like New York that could very easily get blown away. All righty, now. Laura Ingraham did an interview with Bill Barr where it came on out that Durham is not writing a report, that he's actually building multiple criminal cases having to do with this whole Russiagate nonsense that they tried to take the president down with. Now, a lot of people are looking at Dr. Fauci. And, of course, Fauci is the one who advised Trump to shut the entire country down, throw everybody out of work. And, of course, the liberals and the liberal media are out there trying to say that was a bad thing, bad Trump, bad orange man. It turns out Fauci is a Hillary Clinton fan, that he's written quite a few letters to her of a very encouraging nature. And he's a donor. And so probably the agenda to somehow use the coronavirus panic to damage Donald Trump, he's part of it. He appears to be part of it. Now, Barr went on to say that there is absolutely no basis for the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation. And that this basically, you know, then candidate Donald Trump was under investigation by the FBI. And William Barr told Laura Ingraham there was no basis. There was no reason for there to be an investigation. It was just, you know, get rid of him, damage him somehow. Because Hillary was supposed to be the president. Now, in an interview with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo, pardon me, on Monday, Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus said that America might have been much more prepared for the coronavirus if Democrats and the media had spent more time focusing on the disease in Wuhan than on the futile effort to throw President Donald Trump out of office. Marcus said that he was repulsed by the Democrats and their unending focus on partisan politics at a time when the country should have been united against a common threat. Now, remember that story that came on out saying that the Pentagon warned Donald Trump about COVID-19 last November that came out on ABC? The Pentagon has responded to that saying, no, it didn't happen. But the earliest Donald Trump knew about it was January, and ABC is once again out there putting out fake news. Because, of course, the liberals are out there saying, well, Trump knew about it in November and he failed to do anything. No, he didn't know about it. He was not informed about it till January. And the other false news that has now been discredited is the claim that Trump disbanded the pandemic office. And apparently the official who once ran that program dismissed this talking point. And former National Security Council advisor Tim Morrison was interviewed in the Washington Post, and he said, no, the White House didn't dissolve its pandemic response office. I was there. It has been alleged by multiple officials of the Obama administration, including in the Post, that the president and his then national security advisor, John Bolton, dissolved the office at the White House in charge of pandemic preparedness because I led the very directorate assigned that mission, the Counterproliferation and Biodefense Office, for a year and then handed off to another official who still holds the post. I know the charge is specious, so more false news. Isn't it rather shameful how comfortable we've all become with lying or with liars? It really is. It's like it's a given. We're a society of liars. We have a media full of liars. We have politics full. Well, we expect politicians to lie. All righty. Brianna Joy Gray, the now former National Press Secretary for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign, has suggested on social media that Democrats might replace former Vice President Joe Biden as their nominee. This is a continuing a pattern of stories and leaks of this same theme, that the Democrats don't want to go into November with Biden as their banner carrier because of his clear mental deterioration. Somebody was joking that he could lose his car on a three-tier parking lot and never find it again. Big question is, who are they going to get to replace him? They don't really have anybody who's strong, fortunately, except for Hillary Clinton. And I'm expecting that she's going to make an end run to try and become the nominee. And the place where that will happen will be the National Convention, even if it's being held virtually. Okay, now, right now, Trump and his people are having their coronavirus briefing. They had it a little bit early today so everybody can get home to their Good Friday dinners. And they're talking about when they're going to reopen the economy for business. And everybody seems to be focusing on May 1st. And this is kind of in line with that prediction I made the other day that said by the end of April, we're going to be told that this is all over. The coronavirus has been defeated and everybody can go back to work. And, you know, huzzah, huzzah, it wasn't as bad as we were warned it was going to be. Therefore, we're successful. So even Mnuchin is saying that the U.S. could reopen for business in May. Now, one of the problems that we're dealing with here right now are all the evictions that are taking place out there. Even in the states that declared a moratorium on evictions for renters who couldn't pay their rent this month, which is about one-third of them. About one-third of all renters in the entire country could not make that April payment. And as mass evictions loom, we're going to have an unprecedented housing crisis. Where are these people going to move to when they're evicted? Are they going to join the ranks of the homeless? Hope not. Somebody has to enforce that no eviction policy. Now, some landlords are being very cool about it. One landlord literally forgave all of his 200 tenants their April rent. Said, stay home, take care of your family. You're rent-free for this month. Other landlords are saying, pay me when you can. Pay what you can, when you can. We'll work it out down the road. We'll make it work. Because it's a lot of problems to evict people and have to refurbish the apartment. You know, a lot of people, when they're evicted, they'll trash the place on their way out. You don't want to have to go through that. Canada has started rolling out a $4,000 per person direct deposit payment en masse. And that's a grant. It's not a loan, the way the U.S. coronavirus relief is. That $1,200 or $2,400 that you're getting is a advance on your 2020 tax refund. They're not giving it to you. Technically a loan. Just think about that for a while. Gold is soaring again. The Fed's actions this morning mean the free markets are dead. The Fed has made it clear it will not tolerate prudent and responsible investing. Right now, the Federal Reserve is making a power grab. They're taking control of the bond market. Almost like they're starting to think maybe they should be a part of the U.S. government. Now, the coronavirus has left at least 10% of America's workforce unemployed. 6.6 million filed new claims in 1 week, bringing the three-week jobless total to 16.8 million. Now, that's newly unemployed. That does not include all the people who are considered long-term chronically unemployed, which is another close to 30%. So this nation is in serious, serious trouble. We're at depression levels of unemployment and poverty. 60% of Americans are saying they will last less than 3 months living off their savings as unemployment skyrockets. A lot of people are saying they're going to start selling their blood plasma and sperm to make ends meet. That's pretty desperate. Well, the blood plasma, I mean, I used to donate to the Red Cross, and then I had a bad experience with one person with a needle. My entire arm had lividity for like a month. Anyway, the OPEC confusion may have been resolved. The last holdout was Mexico, and at the last minute, they knuckled under and said they're going to go along with this reduction in output. So apparently oil turned negative after Russia and the Saudis agreed to cap output at 8.5 million barrels per day for 2 months, trying to get those oil prices back up again, because everybody along that whole supply chain is in serious, serious trouble, as is the shale oil industry. But Mexico folded and agreed to join OPEC plus output cut after a dramatic objection. More than 240,000 Chinese companies have declared bankruptcy in the first 2 months of 2020. And they're all struggling since COVID-19 emerged at the beginning of the year, forcing stores, restaurants, and factories to cut down on hours or completely shut down. Over in Yemen, they've confirmed their first COVID-19 case. Officials are saying brace for millions. Now, in what is probably an uncharacteristic move, the Saudis have declared a 2-week ceasefire in Yemen so that Yemen can deal with the outbreak of COVID-19. Probably they don't want to catch it themselves. They don't want their people to catch it. But at least it's a 2-week ceasefire. Gives everybody a chance to catch their breath and fix things up. The U.S. is continuing to push for their regime change in Venezuela. The latest talk is that Maduro has to go and Guaido has to go, and they're both going to be shoved aside in favor of a new, as yet unnamed, pro-U.S. leader. The emphasis is on pro-U.S. They want a pro-U.S. regime running Venezuela. So far, neither Guaido or Maduro have said they'll go along with this. The U.S. declared a regime change in early 2019, saying Maduro has to go. Maduro is still there. Just something to think about here. Over in Brazil, we're continuing to see more machinations leading to the overthrow of Bolsonaro, this time involving the military. The political situation is getting worse every single day. And apparently the way in which Bolsonaro is managing the effects of the pandemic has been causing concern and fury in all sectors of Brazilian society. All the bases that have so far guaranteed Bolsonaro's power are being shaken by his policies. And the group that guaranteed the inviolability of his mandate, the military, is increasingly distant from the president's projects. Okay, hard times for U.S. forces in northeast Syria. The army prepares for an Idlib escalation, and just as we went to broadcast, we got word that apparently the Syrian Arab Army has engaged ISIS in a major, major fight. Okay. Meanwhile, the military, apparently unconcerned with the virus, is asking for $20 billion to deter Chinese aggression. Now, this is over and above Donald Trump's whopping $740 billion 2020 military budget request submitted to Congress in February, which includes the largest dollar ask since World War II, adjusted for inflation. Additionally, the Pacific Command's wish list requests an additional $18 billion for years 2022 through 2026. And the wish list that they have there is military funding for partner nations and a $1.6 billion defensive ring around Guam in order to deter Chinese aggression in the region. The wars are still going on, and I know with some concern that both China and Russia, the bashing is not only continuing, it's escalating. It's getting worse. They can't be thinking of starting up yet another war while our economy is reeling from the coronavirus, but apparently somebody is. Apparently the war hawks are out there saying, virus, schmirus, let's just go kill some people. I hope that we're going to get through Easter Sunday without some kind of a big bang to be blamed on, Iran or Russia or China or a combination of all three. But as I mentioned earlier, I've noticed there's been a lot of programming, you know, pushing religion and church attendance and keeping the faith, and on places like Fox News, which normally don't do that kind of programming. Over in Israel, Palestinian farmers near Hebron have been attacked by settlers and Israeli forces trying to drive them from their farmlands, trying to force them out of their lands, including the use of tear gas and concussion grenades. And a lot of the Palestinian farmers suffered the toxic effects of tear gas inhalation, which is nasty, nasty stuff. U.S. confirms deployment of Patriot missiles in Iraq. Iran prepares for conflict in the Strait of Hormuz. A lot of war talk out there, a lot of war talk. Okay, interesting little development. You're probably already aware that some time ago, the United States set up a kangaroo court to basically say Iran was responsible for acts of terror that harmed the families of victims here in the United States of America. And they made this declaration that Iran owed so many billions of dollars to these families of these terror victims. No proof was provided that Iran had anything to do with it. 9/11 was in there, I might add. And apparently the United States went over to Europe to try and have Iranian funds blocked and handed over to Washington to compensate the so-called victims of terror. But apparently Iran took the case to court and they won. And the governor of the Central Bank of Iran, also known as Bank Markazi, said the country has won the legal battle in Europe to dismiss a U.S. attempt to have these Iranian funds seized. So it's been nullified. And I think that's perfectly appropriate. I mean, if you've got proof that Iran did something, that's one thing. But you can't just go on out and say, we accuse Iran, give us their money. Not the way it's supposed to work here. Okay, apparently Monsanto and the German chemical giant BASF were aware for years that their plan to introduce a new agricultural seed and chemical system would probably lead to damage on many U.S. farms. Risks were downplayed even while they planned how to profit off farmers who would buy Monsanto's new seeds just to avoid damage. Unearthed during a recently successful $265 million lawsuit brought against both firms by a Missouri farmer. The documents, which date back more than a decade, also reveal how Monsanto opposed some third-party product testing in order to curtail the generation of data that might have worried regulators. And in some of the internal BASF emails, employees appeared to joke about sharing voodoo science and hoping to stay out of jail. But what they're talking about here is Roundup and the Roundup Ready seeds, and yet another corporation putting out a product knowing it was dangerous, knowing it would cause damage. And I'm glad they lost that lawsuit. Of course, to a company like Monsanto and BASF, $250 million, it's not that punitive, but I imagine there'll be other lawsuits as well. Okay, here's a story that came on out of Zero Hedge, asking if America is preparing for civil war. And what they're doing is they're looking at this jump in gun purchases that has really taken off since the start of the coronavirus. And probably a lot of people, especially the gun grabbers, are saying, what does one have to do with the other? But apparently people are very concerned about protecting themselves in their home. We know that a lot of, shall we say, lesser crimes, breaking and entry, burglary, the police aren't even bothering with those anymore because they don't want to run the risk of being exposed to coronavirus. So apparently the jump in sales has no precedent in recorded history. Actual gun purchases aren't tracked in the U.S., but the FBI system is largely considered a proxy for sales by the firearms industry, and the table shows a 41% surge year over year and a 33% spike month over month. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words. Oh, yeah.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And hello, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is conducting a fundraising drive right now. And they really do need your help here. So maybe... instead of having quite so many Easter eggs, you could find it in your heart to send a little something for our Easter basket, because we've been good little boys and girls this year so far. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call now from Martin in California. Hello, Martin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've been listening to you since, 2003 when you first were on RBN, and then you went over to Genesis, and now you were on Saturdays, I think, at RBN for a while. Is my memory correct?
No, I've never done a Saturday show. I started actually with Genesis 2007, I think. Alex Jones brought me onto the network. And then I went to RBN, then I went back to Genesis, and now I'm back at RBN again.
Okay, so my timeline is all off, but I did start reading your website back in 2003.
Oh, yeah, that goes back to 1994.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just heard you say that the $1,200 tax credit, stimulus payment is going to be an advance on your federal income tax refund. Did I hear that correctly?
You heard that correctly. And if you've got certain outstanding obligations like child support, the funds will be seized for that.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. But since that was the first I heard of it, I looked it up. And according to Forbes, the statement that this is calling it an advance refund is wrong. The answer is no. Let me read the Forbes just one sentence. Bottom line, your 2020 tax return and any refund you're due when you file that return in early 2021 will not be affected by the check you're getting now.
I stand corrected.
Go ahead and I can send you the link to the Forbes article. I trust Forbes more or less for this. They're not, known for misinformation, financially especially. So.
Well, the problem is there is a lot of misinformation being thrown around, and even I can get tripped up sometimes.
Yeah, I think they're correct in this case, and I'm glad you're wrong, because, that could cause a lot of fear and panic amongst people getting it. It is a little bit more complicated if you read the article. In other words, they will actually, it will show on your tax return. It'll be a fully refundable tax credit, so it'll go back and forth. It'll show as income, then it'll show as a deduction. I can see why the confusion exists, right?
Yes.
But Forbes looked at it and says, you don't have to worry. This is not going to come off of your refund. There's something else that I've written to you about in the past, and that's the definition of the labor non-participation rate.
Yes.
You refer to it often, and it's a number that's somewhere around 30%. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, this pool of people is not where the unemployed are located, right? This is where the retirees, the housewives, and, as baby boomers get older, of course, this percentage increases. I sent you an analysis of the real unemployment rate, which is not what they say. I agree with you there. It is approximately double what they say going back decades, right? It's always had this, part-time workers and people that are dropped out of the unemployment because they quit trying and all that. You are partially correct, but this whole 30% figure was something that was promulgated by Sean Hannity during the Obama administration, and he was wrong. He's often wrong, by the way. I do not trust Sean Hannity not to exaggerate, although, I like him in some ways. But I don't like his warmongering either. So there are more reliable sources than him. And people have continued to use that on into the Trump presidency. But I can resend you that email. It gets a little complicated.
Please do. Please do.
I just wanted to, I know you always seek the truth, and I've respected you for years and years. So when I heard the thing about the stimulus check coming off your refund, I just wanted to correct you on that.
Well, thank you. I'm glad they're not going to do that. And I forget exactly where I read that. Anyway, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, a European group has announced they will soon release technology for smartphones so people can find out if they've come in contact with anyone infected with coronavirus. It sounds like a really good idea. The problem with it is there are people walking around who've got the coronavirus who don't know it. So unless there's some sort of mandated testing procedure, and they can lock the resulting information into the smartphone, because that's how it works. I mean, this technology is going to ping smartphones around you. And if it gets a signal back saying the owner of this phone has coronavirus, then it notifies you. So anyway, we're going to take another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's Dr. Doom and Gloom, according to some of your listeners. I'm changing my name to Mr. Doom.
Okay.
I mean,
Victor.
Yeah, Mike, you know, when I call in, you know, like, it's only my opinion, but I mean, I'm using some rational thinking about this. I watched Trump's press conference today, and, you know, according to him, the economy was doing great until this virus, which he never mentioned the repo market, which that's a different day of a discussion because, you know, it wouldn't be doing anything with the repo market if the economy was great, right? I mean, you know, they wouldn't be pumping money into the bank's liquidity problems if everything was good. But having said that, Mike, see, I have to take credit from it. He mentioned Sweden. And we know Sebastian from Sweden calls in, and I hope more people from Europe call in. Like, where is the people from the UK calling in? They used to call in. And what about that gentleman from the Netherlands? I'd like to hear from him. I want to know, where's James from Tokyo? I want to hear what's going on over there. You know, we need information sharing, what's going on in different, where we have listeners calling in from all around the world, Mike. Because Trump talked about Sweden, and somebody asked him that. Like, they got the schools open and the restaurants open and this or that. And he basically said, you know, they're in bad shape. I mean, you saw that report where like 100 people a day are dying. It's going to be more, Mike. They're run out of room. Mike, that is if we lift our economy. Like, see, as a rational thinking person, you got the economy closed already. Now, if your government was on the ball and had some kind of like non-bureaucracy, those checks should have been already not in the mail, but, you know, already to you digitally. You know, but the problem is, you know, if you think about this, if you lift the economy up without mask and gloves, excluding, he also mentioned Denver, there was a spike in Denver, and you heard about the meat packing plants, right, with the sick people?
Yes.
They got to close those, right? They're going to close those meat. Mike, if you lift the lockdown, because like I said, and some of your listeners disagree with me, I think it should all be locked down. The governors should be told lock down everything. If you lift that now, like they want to do maybe May 1st, what do you think is going to happen? You can't, I keep going back, you can't do that. You're already locked down. If you lift it, and things are going to go wrong because, you know, you look at Sweden, that's how it's going to be, or Italy and Spain, you're going to close it back up. How will you look? You'll look undecisive. You know, you won't, that people would be saying, because you know the mainstream media, the liberal media, will use that against him, right? They'll use it either way. But you can't open it, and then it's going to go wrong, and then reclose it. That's why I know people disagree with me. I think you should keep it closed. Get people checks. Get, you know, no mortgages, no car payments. Get people checks to survive. Enough to where you can get masks and gloves to the at least a sector to get them back working. That's how you do it, slowly. But you just can't just say everybody go to back to school and go to work. That's, I mean, as a thinking person, that's just wrong, right? I mean, you just can't do that because
how do you end it?
Exactly. How do you?
We can't spend the rest of our lives like this.
No, but, that's probably the conundrum they're in. But if you don't, if you do lift it, because it's only been what? Has it been even a month? It's about a month, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it can drag on, but I don't know how to end it. But if you don't, I'd say prolong it for at least another few months, you know, because they got to get more testing out. You know, they got to do more testing. The gloves and the masks are the most important. You know, in New Jersey, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but no shoes, no shirts was the original no service. Now it's no shoes, no shirts, no gloves, no masks, no service. And I know Washington, D.C. did the same thing. And also they closed fish markets, vegetable markets, or whatever in D.C., I believe. But, I mean, you know, that maybe, like I said, the mask and the gloves go a long way in helping to slow, not stop the spread, but slow the spread. You know, like wearing, like, scars, which, you know, you know, like, that it's not going to stop the very fine particles, you know, but it does slow down the spread, because the spread is going to happen no matter what.
But, yes.
Yeah, Mike, without mask and gloves, I just don't see how they can. If you, Mike, if you were a teacher that you're like in your 50s at school, would you feel comfortable going back, you know, would you be comfortable going back to school teaching kids that are just talking or sneezing? I mean, you know, that's pretty hard to take. You know, I'm just using that as an example, but, you know, Or a bus driver. What about a bus driver, you know, or a train operator? You know, like I said, in the Midwest where there's not as a much population, Mike, if they can get masks and gloves to them first for the important sectors of the economy, that's one thing. But I don't hear any – do you hear any talk about that at all? I don't see anything
– Well, yeah, actually, I have. They're talking about activating different parts of the economy at different times, that, you know, they're going to let more of the essential workers go back to work, and then probably not quite essential but still very important workers, and they'll work their way down to when they finally get to, you know, people who are doing something that really doesn't impact our nation all that much, and they'll let them go back. They're talking about a phased reactivation of the economy.
I hope so, because if they just do it all willy-nilly, we're effed. There's just no way you can do it all at once. It's impossible. And, Mike, I'd say the mask and the gloves should go to the people who work on mass transit, not only the firemen and the policemen, and obviously the military. I see military people without masks and gloves. I'm like, some of the National Guard people, like, why? You know, but, I mean, mass transit, if you're, like, train operator, right, in a subway or a bus driver, anything like that, if you were, I mean, what about the restaurants, Mike? I mean, I think they're going to get killed, the restaurants and stuff. Like, how can you, like, Mike, I usually, you know, I don't eat out too often, but when I do, you know, I'll get something from McDonald's or Burger King or a Chinese. Mike, I'm not getting no takeout. I'm not getting no takeout. I don't know if any of your listeners, but I'm sorry, but I don't know where that food is coming from, or somebody's got gloves, mask, or coughing on it. I don't know, but I haven't got takeout since this whole thing started. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. See?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, exactly. So that, you know, that's another area of the restaurants or the bars. You know, the bars, grills, whatever you call it, what about the big stadiums? Football games, baseball games, stuff like that. Music events.
It's going to take a while for people to be comfortable to go back to those environments again. Anyway, listen, Dustin, I've let you talk enough here. I'm trying to keep the call short so we can do more news. So I'm going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Michael. You know, my work hours have changed, so I haven't been able to listen that often. I'm listening to, I think it was Dustin. So you're going to have, if you've already covered this, I apologize. I just tuned in. You are familiar with Event 201, ID 2020, and 5G, correct?
I'm familiar with 201. I'm familiar with all three. I'm not sure that they're connected.
Well, the ID 2020, if you go to PwC, ID 2020 on YouTube, there's about a three-minute video. It's very well done. And they're talking about 1.5 billion people on the earth without a legal identity. It's time for those that have to help those that have not, and you say socialism, because without the legal identity, you will be isolated, socially isolated, and unable to participate in the economy. And the ID 2020 is a vaccine, according to PwC, that contains a nano chip that gives an identification. And the 5G is most definitely connected to Corona, because 5G, and again, I'm a former weapons mechanic from the military, 5G is 60 gigahertz, millimeter wave transmission. And it affects the oxygen uptake ability of your blood at the mitochondrial level. Hospitals are already using 5G for data imaging and imaging of the MRIs and whatnot. So you're taking someone with what I believe to be the common flu, although a different strain, and you're putting them in a hospital setting with labored breathing, maybe COPD or the flu, and then you're putting them in 5G, which prohibits the blood from taking the oxygen to the lungs, and you're compounding the problem. Are people dying? Absolutely. Is it a worldwide pandemic, or is it something to collapse the economies of the world? You know, I believe
Well, you're
so.
Assuming that somebody wanted the economy of the world to collapse, and I know the Democrats are hoping for an economic crash they can blame on Donald Trump. But the problem I have is the whole point of 5G is to make money. It's going to be the new cash cow for the cellular industry. And so I know mistakes have been made in the past with things like shoe store fluoroscopes, but I'm having a hard time with this idea that 5G was intentionally set up to deplete the oxygen at the mitochondrial level.
Well, I haven't
seen any peer-reviewed studies that indicate that.
Well, if you go to Cambridge.org, they've actually, if you'll go to Cambridge.org and type in 60 gigahertz millimeter wave technology, it is a weapon system, okay? It is absolutely a weapon system. That's what the sound cannons that the National Guard and military are using for crowd dispersal, they're adjustable. You can turn the intensity up, and radiation poisoning, the RF sickness associated with millimeter waves, is the exact symptomology of the COVID-19 flu symptoms, the same symptoms of radio frequency sickness as you have with COVID-19. On top of that,
you seem to be confusing ionizing radiation with non-ionizing radiation.
No, not really, because it's millimeter wave radiation. And it is it's a radio frequency, and it's bad for your health. Now, as far as money making, well, let's see. So far, Michael, they have put in $2 trillion, and Dustin is waiting for his $1,200 stimulus check. Can you say UBI? And they have another capability of putting $8 trillion more in. Well, we're not really talking money, Michael. It's only $1 billion. I mean, you know, it's chump change. And whether or not they want to collapse it worldwide, if you're going to have a global government with a digital currency of some sort, you've got to collapse all the world's economies. You look at the press conferences that President Trump is giving, if you believe he's president. And interestingly, on the podium, the presidential seal is gone, and Donald Trump looks like a puppy dog that's been beat with a baseball bat. Is he the president?
So
or have we?
Now you're out there saying that he's not really the president anymore.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying that the presidential seal is gone when he's given his press conferences. Have you not noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've noticed that basically all of the government offices have gone to that unified look of the oval, sign on the back of the wall saying Pentagon or the White House or wherever it is.
And we've also got the Secretary of the Navy. And the last time that was mentioned, it was the acting Secretary of the Navy. So my question is, what happened to the Secretary of the Navy? Why do we have an acting Secretary of the Navy with the ships Comfort and Mercy, or whatever it's called, Comfort and whatever the ships are?
Okay, well,
why do we have
an
acting secretary?
We had an acting Secretary of the Navy because the last Secretary of the Navy, is no longer doing the job.
Died of coronavirus, I guess.
The new secretary hadn't been confirmed by Congress. And as a matter of fact, he has now stepped down over that issue of the speech he made in Guam regarding the Theodore Roosevelt. Anyway, let's see.
I think we've lost it, to be truthful, Michael. I think that this is full blown.
We're almost to the commercial break, so let me just sum up here. I'm in agreement that the sum total of electromagnetic radiation that we're exposed to, of all frequencies, is an area of concern. And nobody wants to look at it because there's so much money riding on that technology. I don't know that 5G is any better or worse than others. Like I said, I have not seen any peer-reviewed studies about the so-called impact on oxygen uptake when exposed to 4 millimeter waves. If you look at, 4 millimeters may seem like a very small distance to you and I, but to a blood cell, or to a mitochondria, or even to an oxygen atom, it's a huge, huge, vast wavelength. And I'm not sure it's going to have that.
And it's a very short wavelength as well.
It's a short wavelength relative to you, but the travel time is always the same, 186,500 miles per second, give or take. Okay, the speed is always
right,
exactly
the same. Right, but I'm talking distance. It doesn't travel well, which is why they've got to have it on every street.
Well, it doesn't travel well in 5G because virtually anything can stop it. You know, walls, trees, bushes, and stuff. But the fact of the matter is that the radiosity of a radio signal is higher for the higher frequencies. That's why most radio astronomy is based on, well, we're doing radio astronomy with millimeter wave now. Anyway, listen, John,
gotta
let you know.
Find an epidemiologist and ask him about the physical effect Tom, of 5G, and they'll tell you. Thank you, Michael.
We gotta let you go, John. Got to take a commercial break. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more phone calls.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Apostle in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Mike, I'm glad you made it back to the mainland. And can you do me a favor and wish Claire a Good Friday for me?
I certainly will. She'll be in here in just a few minutes.
Okay, but Dustin in New Jersey was talking about MTA.
Yes.
And I happen to work for MTA.
Okay.
Okay, now granted, they were a little laxed at first, but right now they're working on week-on, week-off schedules. But they're paying me for the week off. So
Okay. It's
really not a bad thing, but the thing is that they're handing out medical masks. And they were handing us the medical masks every day. Well, I guess being of the shortage on them, they were handing us N95 masks at first. Now they're handing us R95s, which is pretty much a construction mask. But they're telling us that we now have to wear these masks for 5 days before they'll issue you a new one. And they're telling us that they have to be cleaned every day and so forth. They also, when you come into report to work, they just started implementing infrared temperature checks on people.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're trying to get ahead of the game, but the thing is, when they send you out, if you're going with a partner, they're not keeping the same partner, so they're not able to really isolate. If somebody does get it, they don't know who he was working with because they keep busting up the teams in regards to who's working with who.
No, that's not good. They got to be keeping track of that.
Right. This is something I've emphasized with these people. I've been emphasizing it with them for the past maybe month. But, you know, it's not something that I should have to think about. It's something that management should be thinking about.
I agree.
Right. I see that they're trying to make an effort, but you know what? It seems to me that we're as relevant as a fart in a hurricane in regards to what's going on here.
Okay. Colorful way of putting it.
Right. But you know what? I'm just being honest in regards to it. But, you know, I mean, my wife doesn't want me to go to work. She's saying, you know, what are you doing? I pretty much strip naked and everything goes right into the washing machine every day. You know, wife does not want anything that I've worn outside in my house, and I don't blame her.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to switch over. Actually, we're coming up here on the top of the hour, so we're going to have to take the rest of these phone calls in hour number two, and then we'll be going with the Lady Claire. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.